Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 135, and we're going to start out with an update from the Legendary Haunt Tour. There's only a few weeks left to get your hotel at the special Transworld and LHT rate at the Holiday Inn in downtown Salt Lake City. We're Salt Lake City's newest and most modern Holiday Inn Express, designed for the business person, conventioneer, and leisure traveler alike, and of course, haunters. Guests of our non-smoking downtown Holiday Inn may enjoy a wide range of amenities, including 24-hour pool and hot tub, sauna, fitness center, laundry, business center, breakfast, complimentary breakfast, and complimentary high-speed wireless internet. Rooms are available for the special Transworld Trade Show rate. Get more information on the Legendary Haunt Tour, including hotel rates, happening November 9th and 10th at legendaryhaunttour.com/travel/hotels. We have a little sad news from the Fright Nights Haunted House in Albany, Georgia. Hello, Fright Night friends. This is Tim, the creator and director of the show. Due to granddaughters that I want to spend some time with and new career decisions, we will not have Fright Nights in 2018. It is with deep regret, but just my time to step aside. I cannot thank you all enough. We started this in 2000, and we're still going strong because of you guys. I want to thank you, the volunteers, and each sponsor who made this possible for nearly 20 years. Fright Nights will return with new leadership and direction next year, so please stay with us. My friends at Haunted Forest will give a great show as usual, so please support our local events. Once again, I'm sorry to have to step aside, but it is beyond my control. Happy Halloween to you all, and Fright Nights. We'll see you again soon. Tim. Keep up with all the latest at facebook.com/AlbanyFrightNights. We have a little news from Bruce Campbell via BloodyDisgusting.com. Earlier this year, in the wake of Starz canceling Ash vs. Evil Dead, Bruce Campbell announced that he had officially retired from playing Ash Williams and has since remained firmly committed to that choice. But what about outside the realm of film and television? As he teased back in May, when asked if he'd be up for voicing Ash and or doing the motion capture for a video game, upcoming iterations of the franchise are in the works. That began speculation that a video game was in the works, and we can now confirm that the Evil Dead franchise will indeed be expanded upon with a new game with Campbell as Ash. For now, Campbell is remaining tight-lipped about the specifics, but his contents to Megan seem to suggest something in the realm of virtual reality. Stay tuned for more. Over the years, Campbell voiced Ash for multiple Evil Dead video games, including Evil Dead, Hail to the King, Evil Dead, A Fistful of Boomsticks, and Evil Dead, Regeneration. As always, we'll keep on top of this story and bring you more updates as we get them. We have this news from Halloweenpalooza in Ottumwa, Iowa. Halloweenapalooza is the state's only horror film showcase. This festival is created by horror filmmakers for horror fans. We hope to provide an educational and entertaining visual experience for the attendees of our festival, which showcases and celebrates the diversity of the films. We also hope to establish a forum where novices and seasoned veterans alike can interact and learn from one another, as well as from our array of special celebrity guests and industry professionals for Q&As and panel discussions. Halloweenapalooza also includes celebrity appearances, a zombie walk, vendors, and a midnight screening at a Rocky Horror Picture Show. It'll be guaranteed to be a fun-filled day. For every film you submit, you get one ticket into the Halloweenapalooza event. We encourage filmmakers to come and speak about their films. This event is open to the public and will take place at the legendary and haunted Hotel Ottumwa. Lots of things going on this day. Get all the information you need at filmfreeway.com. That's filmfreeway.com/Halloweenapalooza. Halloweenapalooza. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actress Sherilyn Fenn to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening November 16th through the 18th at the Chicago Schomburg Marriott. Distinctively known for her classic beauty, as well as playing assertive female characters, as well as being a muse of acclaimed director David Lynch, Fenn is known for having appeared in such films such as Boxing Helena, Of Mice and Men, and Wild at Heart, to name a few. She's also very popularly known for her role as a fan favorite Audrey Horne on the cult TV show Twin Peaks, a role she received Golden Globe and Emmy nominations for. Sherilyn Fenn joins Clive Barker, Coolio, Tracy Lords, Tommy Flanagan, Tiny Lister, and many more guests to be announced as Days of the Dead closes out another year in the Windy City. Tickets for Days of the Dead Chicago are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Lapham Peak Fright Hike in Delafield, Wisconsin. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. The Friends Group will be hosting the 21st annual Fright Hike at Lapham Peak State Park on Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. In the wake of its 20-year run, there was talk about discontinuing the Fright Hike in 2018. However, the Friends of Lapham Peak have taken full ownership of this long-running Delafield holiday tradition and are pleased to announce that the show will go on. Early bird tickets are available online. The Fright Hike has sold out for the past 3 years, so get your tickets early. If we do not sell out prior, we will offer a limited amount of tickets at the door. Enter the dark forest at your own risk and behold ghoulish scenes as you walk nearly 2 miles of haunted trail. Watch your back for wandering spooks. After the hike, share ghost stories and enjoy musical entertainment by the bonfire. Concessions available at the Evergreen Shelter. The Fright Hike is held rain or shine. Sorry, no refunds. Some scenes may be too scary for young children, and parental discretion is advised. For more information, please visit FrightHike.org or Facebook.com/LaphamPeak, that's L-A-P-H-A-M, Peak, P-E-A-K, Fright Hike. Proceeds benefit the Friends of Lapham Peak for projects within the park, including snowmaking. We're currently looking for volunteers also for this event. Earn money for your school team or local organization by creating and performing a scary skit or scene. Business sponsorships and donations are also welcome. If you're interested, please contact Angela Lorbach, 262-290-8710 or frighthike2018@gmail.com for more information. We have a little more sad news, this time from the Blood Lake Haunted Trail in Midlothian, Virginia. We are sad to announce that we will be unable to present Blood Lake Haunted Trail in 2018. Unavoidable scheduling conflicts for our owners have made it impossible to mount the production this year. We look forward to returning to Windy Hill for the 2019 season, so please watch for our announcement next summer. We wish everyone a safe and happy Halloween season in 2018. Keep up with any and all updates at bloodlakeva.com. We have this update from the 13 Stories Haunted House in Noonan, Georgia. For some time now, we've been teasing big things coming to 13 Stories Haunted House. Well, feast your eyes and ears on this. 13 Stories Haunted House is teaming up with the legendary trap star, 2 Chainz, to bring you the first of its kind hip-hop-themed haunted attraction. Look for scenes from some of the most iconic movies and urban classic films of the 80s and 90s, see the Pink Trap House resurrected, and experience a new form of nightmarish entertainment as these iconic Atlanta-based artists collide to bring you the haunted Pink Trap House at 13 Stories. Want to work at 13 Stories this season? Go to 13stories.org and click Work at 13. That's 13stories.org for details. We have even more sad news, this time from St. Lucifer's Haunted Asylum and Prison Break in Flint, Michigan. Hello, followers and loyal crew, creeps. As you know, this is normally our opening weekend. Unfortunately, this year we're in the process of relocating. Therefore, we will not be opening for this season. We really hope you get to take advantage of many of the great haunts in the area and enjoy yourself. Many of our great actors have gone to work for some of the other area haunted houses, and they too are looking forward to scaring you. If you're in the neighborhood, the Crypt is just down the street, and they've produced a haunted house of top caliber for years. Rotten Manor is now in its fourth season, and they'll be open as well. Also, Spooky Trails in Linden always delivers a good family event. Keep up with all the updates at facebook.com/St. Lucifer's Haunted Asylum. And what seems to be a trend here, we've got this news from the Total Terror Haunted Attraction in Moseley, Virginia. Hey Haunt fans, this is the Haunt Master with an update on Total Terror. We are not able to operate the Haunt at our farm this year as a professional haunt, maybe next year. We will be having the barn haunt open for friends and neighbors on Halloween night just for fun. We're also putting on a haunt at Grange Hall Elementary School in Moseley on Friday, October 26th for their fall festival. Hope you all have a wonderful Halloween season. If you want to go check out a local haunt, go visit our friends at Red Vein Haunt in Hanover, Virginia. It's pretty awesome. Get more information and keep up with the latest at totalterror.biz. We have this news from Harrington's Haunt of Horrors in Loveland, Colorado. Drum roll, please. And our new location will be the Oddfellows Majestic Gatherings Place on 315 East 4th Street in Loveland, Colorado. This building is over 110 years old and was home to the Loveland Opera House and is an absolute gem. While it's not the biggest location we've ever had, at 6,000 square feet, it's definitely not the smallest. There is a feature here that we've never had in the past, but our lips are sealed. You'll have to come here to find out. Mwahahahaha. Happy haunting. Our event dates are coming soon. Get those dates and more info at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Harrington Haunted House. I wonder what that thing is. We've got this news from Haunted Illinois. Haunted Illinois is proud to announce the launch of its mobile-friendly Halloween event directory for the 2018 season. With its clean and easy-to-use format, it couldn't be easier for visitors surfing on their cell phones to find haunted attractions near them. The directory has some great search features, allowing people to search for Halloween events by zip code, region, event type, handicap accessibility, online ticketing, event costs, dates of operation, event name and city, or any combination of the aforementioned criteria. Another useful feature is the Open Today icon, allowing people to see at a glance whether the events are open that day. Plan your weekend event trips with our new Weekend Planner page. This feature allows visitors to see a list of haunted attractions and Halloween events that are open for the upcoming weekend. Clicking on each of the event names opens up a new window, displaying the event listing with even more information. If you're running a Halloween-related event, now is the time to submit to our event directory. We recently reset the directory, removing all of the 2017 listings. So even if you are listed with us, you will need to resubmit your 2018 information if you want to be included in this year's directory. Remember that our directory lists more than just haunted houses. If you run a haunted house, hayride, trail, home haunt, yard display, festival, pumpkin farm, apple orchard, or any Halloween-related event, please send us your information for free. If it's a Halloween-related event in Illinois, we want to promote it. Just fill out the online form at hauntedillinois.com/submityourevent.php, or just go to hauntedillinois.com and you'll find it. And finally, we have this news regarding Shudder TV and Joe Bob Briggs via dailydead.com. After the unprecedented 24-hour event, The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs, after he broke the internet in July, Shudder will bring back the iconic horror host for Thanksgiving and Christmas specials to be titled The Dinners of Death and A Very Joe Bob Christmas. Shudder, AMC's premium streaming service for thriller, suspense, and horror, also announced plans to launch a regular series featuring Joe Bob in 2019. Quote, "The response to our first marathon was overwhelming, and we can't think of a better gift for our members than to bring Joe Bob back for the holidays," says Shudder GM Craig Engler. "We've been hard at work with Joe Bob and his team to make these new marathons unforgettable events and have even bigger plans for 2019. Joe Bob says, "In November, we're turning Black Friday into Red Thursday with the best dinner deadly movies in history. And in December, we have a very special way to fill that void felt by American households ever since ABC stopped airing Nestor the Long-Eared Christmas Donkey's Christmas special. This holiday season set an extra place at the table for Joe Bob. The Dinners of Death is scheduled to air on Thursday, November 22nd, followed by A Very Joe Bob Christmas on Friday, December 21st. Both marathons will be streamed live and feature films handpicked by Joe Bob himself, with special guest stars and Joe Bob's signature brand of drive-in deep dives and commentary. Details for the Joe Bob series will be announced in early 2019. Both the marathons and the series will be produced by Matt Manhordides, and I hope I got that right, and Justin Martell, and directed by Austin Jennings. The Last Drive-In originally streamed live on Shudder last Friday the 13th and trended nationally on Twitter during its entire 24-hour run, with celebrities like Stephen King and Jonah Ray tweeting about it. This demand temporarily took down the Shudder servers, leading fans of Joe Bob to proudly proclaim that their hero broke the internet. Joe Bob Briggs has long showcased the best and worst of shock and schlock cinema as host of the movie channels Joe Bob's Drive-In Theater and TNT's Monster Vision. The Last Drive-In was a celebration of exploitation in genre cinema and a return to Joe Bob's legendary relevance and wit. So folks, Joe Bob is back. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
There we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We're live at CreepyCon in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're talking to all the cool kids. Lots of vendors out here. A lot of great stuff. Talk to a lot of haunted attraction owners. And there's more than just haunted attraction owners out here. There's a lot of paranormal stuff. A lot of cool stuff. You come to a town like this, shockingly, They got a lot of ghost tours going on here. I got the director here from the Knoxville, haunted Knoxville ghost tours, I should say, Mr. J. Adam Smith. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about this. This is a very intriguing thing. You're not your typical person who conducts ghost tours.
You're absolutely correct. Our tours are a little bit different. I guess with any business, you want to find how do I stand out? How am I a little different than the competition? And how can I create something that I'm passionate about? So I turned a negative experience with a haunted experience down in Florida into a positive one that I decided, you know what? I'm not so scared anymore of the paranormal. And, you know, I think it'd be kind of fun to create something unique. So my love of history and with my experience with running teams, investigation teams, and just getting well-known around the world, I'm actually known as the paranormal historian. And, I've been on Travel Channel's Paranormal Paparazzi, got an award-winning documentary, been on Ghost Hunters Magazine, all this kind of stuff. And really my what's amazing about this is the idea that creating something that is literally a bucket list. So, you know, people can watch the ghost hunting shows, they can watch Ghost Adventures, they can do all that. But here, you get to actually fulfill that fantasy. You're going to go on a real investigation. You're going to use real tools. You're going to get to work with me. And I'm going to take you to places that are really kind of undiscovered and have every reason, not little, every reason to be highly haunted. And I can't wait in the future for some of the ghost hunting shows to say, you know what? We're running out of places that are cool to go, and we want to go and visit you.
How did you choose Knoxville? I mean, you know New Orleans is haunted as all get out.
Is
Savannah,
it New Orleans?
Nolens. It's two syllables. Savannah, Charleston, New York, you know, Chicago, all these great legendary places. You know, Mansfield, Ohio, the you know, Waverly Hills, you know, the asylums and the sanitarium. Why Knoxville? I mean, it's a great town. There's a bit of history here, and, you know, you got the, hey, go Vols. But, you know, why Knoxville of all places?
Well, it's because it's undiscovered. I had to break through that wall. I had to get to the point where I am today. So I started my business in 2010, and walking around the city with this creative, unique, unusual idea and finding out that, whoa, my gosh, you're doing what? You're ghost hunting? Downtown Knoxville? You know ghosts don't exist. This is the stuff I was getting in 2010. It really wasn't accepted because we are in a very Bible-belty area. But what I saw is I saw a city that was rich in history, rich in trauma. Every time period has been covered in relations to reasons to be haunted. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make this happen. And what happens is this. It's amazing what happens when you start getting national attention and start getting recognized as one of the top tours in the Southeast, and you get in Ghost Hunters Magazine and all this. What they're going to say, we kind of like you now. So at this point,
you're not that bad after all.
Exactly. So at this point, what's exciting for me is that I've had this walking tour, stopping by locations that have little traumatic locations on my walking tour. Now I have businesses that are contacting me and saying, by the way, we're recognizing paranormal disturbances in here, and we want you in here. And then after working with us, they're like, we would be open for you doing something public. And now we have the Great Fire Investigation in Maple Hall on Gate Street. We have the Nightmare on the Tracks at Historic Southern Railway Station. Both those locations, they definitely are hitting a nail on the head in relations to haunted.
Now, what kind of history or what kind of research do you have to do before? Do you just kind of randomly pick a place saying, my, this looks interesting, let's do the history? Or do you know of something that's happened and then you go do your investigation? How do you choose these sites that you're doing these investigations on?
That is a great question. Being a paranormal historian, my stage name is the Paranormal Historian, and it's because I'm one of the first in the country. I'm from sunny Florida. I came to Knoxville, fell in love with the history of the city, the whole lifestyle of being in the Smoky Mountains and the mountains there, and just fell in love with the city. And not knowing that places were haunted, I decided to go backwards. I decided to do my research and find out, wow, there's trauma here, and I found out where it happened. I wonder if it's haunted. Oh, I found another location that had trauma. I wonder if it's haunted. And found myself investigating these locations around town and found out my tools were acting unusual. I'm like, huh, this is fascinating. I can't believe that this hasn't been investigated before. So in a way, my legacy is I'm a trailblazer for Knoxville. Really, Ghost Hunters Magazine really kind of put it perfectly a few years ago when they got us in their magazine. They did a 4-page feature and they called us the hidden gem of haunted America. That right there is my legacy. Knoxville was not known to be one of the most haunted cities in the country. Now it is.
What makes it so haunted? You say trauma areas. What has happened in and around this area? You know, the Smoky Mountains, it's not a young part of the country. People have been living here for hundreds and hundreds of years. But what are some of the great, shall we say, traumas that have caused this place to be, as you put it, haunted?
Well, I guess it goes to the whole idea of Knoxville being the crossroads. Even when you go back in time, if you go back in the 1800s, things like that, we had the Great Tennessee River, and then we had the train stations put in here in Knoxville right around the 1850s area. Having those two together kind of made us really, really busy in that time period, kind of like an Atlanta of sorts because it was real popular. Obviously, when the trains ended up slowing down, the airplanes are being used and things like that, and the river not being used so much to transport stuff, the city changed just a little bit, not quite. But back in the 1800s, many people don't know this. We all know of the Wild West. Have you ever heard of the Wild East?
Why, no. Please tell me more.
Well, Knox,
I'm doing my radio voice now.
There you go.
Hey, now.
Well, basically, we had some of the most dangerous characters in American history come through here. We had the famed Kid Curry, who was a member of Butch and Sundance, come through here. Actually, get captured here, killed a couple officers, tried here, escaped from prison here. And that's just one. Why did he come here? Many people question. Because we had 100-plus bars and brothels, and we were a place for outlaws. It's like, heck yeah, I just robbed the train, and I got a ton of banknotes and a lot of money on me. I'm going to go to a place I can have some fun. And that's really what Knoxville was. It was dangerous. At times, the Gay Street was, you couldn't walk down it without a gun slinging on your side. You couldn't, you know, some of the things that we got reported, such as getting here off the river, arriving here, you'd be lucky to make it to the city alive from the boats. All these different things are fascinating, showing Knoxville's dark, dangerous side, which is still our history. We're beautiful now. Don't let any of that disturb any of you guys from visiting Knoxville. But Knoxville does have that shady past, just like New Orleans or New Orleans or St. Augustine and things like that. We have that. And that's my job, is basically say, look, I'm not going to forget that Knoxville had this trauma. I'm going to let everyone know. And that's exactly what people, when they come to Knoxville, they don't want to hear, oh, this is all wonderful. They want to hear some of the cool stuff that may have happened here in the past, you know?
So let's say I'm visiting the area and I'm thinking, oh my, here's a little flyer with the words ghost tour on it.
Uh-huh.
Is it a walking type tour? Do you get on a bus and you go drive around to places? Do you just go to one place and you hear the history? They give you some equipment and let you go off? Or is it like, if you go to a savannah, you walk from here to here. Here's a cemetery. Here's some history. Here's a building. Ooh, this happened here. That kind of thing. Do you investigate on every tour, or is it just, you know, different types for different people?
Well, it's a total evolution. What I wanted to do is I wanted people to leave with an experience that I have been investigating. So I had to include the equipment. But with that, I found out just because I put a cool tool in a person's hand, it was still corny. So what I decided to do is create a whole experience. So basically 2.5 hours, my job is to train people who have never investigated before how to use the tools, get the tools in their hand, take them to multiple locations and investigate. But then we have lots of options. We have our flagship is a walking tour around downtown, about a mile and a quarter walk, where we stop at locations that give you the history and then let the participants actually work together for about 10 to 15 minutes at each location to do an express investigation and see how the equipment can work and all that, which we then tend to get quite a bit of activity on those. And then we've evolved into today having special events where you actually get access to the train station where the very traumatic train accident happened back in the day. And then we also have another location where an 1897 million dollar fire happened, one of the most disastrous fires in Tennessee history happened. And now for the first time in history of Knoxville, we're now investigating that and letting the public come with us. So, and right now, I'm going to give you guys an insider. I'm sure many people who are listening are fascinated at this point. I just got contacted by Oak Ridge, only about 45 minutes, 30, 45 minutes away, and they're saying, we love what you're doing. We want you to come here because we want what you got. So it'd be interesting to see how we're evolving, even breaking into Oak Ridge at this point.
Are you talking about the town of Oak Ridge, or are you talking about the laboratories at Oak Ridge?
I don't think they want me in the laboratories by any means, because I'll be sharing every aspect of it. But I would say the city of Oak Ridge has the same history, some of it traumatic. They want to bring more tourists into that area, and they're seeing that I'm getting an awful lot of attention with what I'm doing here. And, of course, I am professional about what I do. You know, so I'm excited to see, you know, what are they doing? I told him, I said, look, you're going to have to get me with the town historian. You're going to have to make sure that you can give me access. And there's a particular location. I'll go ahead and throw it out there. If you haven't heard of the Alexander Inn being a rarely haunted location in Oak Ridge, it's actually where the Manhattan Project scientists would have stayed back in those days, highly active. Well, today, it's not really accessible to the public. I brought that up to their attention, and guess what they said to me? We'll get you in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow, I'm liking this very much.
Now, when, it's the end of August here, into September, this is going to be airing closer to Halloween. So does business pick up at this time of year? I mean, I assume you're running year-round, weather permitting, for most things. Or does activity increase this time of year? Or is it just more people are interested in coming around this time of year?
Well, that's a really good question. I have found, and it was great with running my tour since 2010, I've been seeing this repeated aspect. Why is it we tend to get more activity in October, all this? I can't help but think that people are wanting to get scared. They're interested in paranormal stuff. There's ghostly stuff on TV. And I believe that the more attention that people have on the haunted season, the more activity comes out because we're kind of calling it. So it's kind of like, okay, October's around. Can't wait to see what happens now in this crazy October. But to answer your question as well is, yes, we are year-round. During the winter months, now that we have special events, we don't have to close down. I want to make sure people aren't freezing on my investigation. So I want them to get chills from the spirits, not so much from the weather.
Not from them Smoky Mountains and all that.
Exactly.
It's a mite chilly here in February, I'll say that.
So what's exciting is our partnerships will be allowing us to be able to do stuff through the winter months, so we won't have the slow season like we've had in the past.
Okay. Now, worst case scenario, you're suddenly, quote-unquote, discovered by all these well-known investigation people, and everybody swarms to Knoxville, Taps and other TV shows and all that stuff. Do you think that's a damaging thing to this area, or do you think that will help bring even more awareness to the area?
I would say any time that you get the paranormal community, those who are interested, they have something called haunted tourism, which is a very big thing. People take 3-day, 4-day weekends to go and explore cities that are haunted and all this. I think that any time you get on one of these shows and get the shows involved in your business, it's going to be good. But here's the thing. There's something I promised when I got into this industry. I'm going to make sure it's always real. So if there is a contract that says, oh, we're going to do a show and we're going to put you on there, but you have to sign this little thing that says we can falsify evidence for ratings, guess who will not have this company on the show?
Let me guess. Ah, I think I got it.
Yeah, definitely. So we want to make sure that we preserve our integrity. We want to make sure that one, we do bring the light to the paranormal. So basically you will find out that we kind of teach that ghostly happenings and spirits aren't as scary as the TV shows make them out to be. I've actually had grandparents contact me afterwards and say, thank you so much. I'm like, why are you thanking me? Well, my granddaughter can sleep in her bedroom now, thanks to you. So really, that's the idea, isn't that just take the fear out of paranormal and show that, you know, there's a new way to learn history. Let's interact with it.
So for people who may be traveling through the area, as you said, the crossroads, maybe 75 or I-40, or you're from the area and you've not been able to go on an investigation or check out the history of this area, which is, for all accounts, sounding more and more fascinating by the moment here, are there websites or social media where people can get more information on this, maybe sign up for a tour, bring a bunch of friends, especially around October? I can imagine you get booked up pretty quickly. Where can they get more information, websites, social medias, emails, all that good stuff?
Well, the first thing is to reserve your tickets. I highly suggest, especially if you have big groups, make sure you get your tickets in advance. You would go to hauntedknoxville.net and reserve right online. It will take you nothing more than 45 seconds to actually put your card in there and reserve your tickets for it, because we do sell out. We do have special events, all kinds of special events, including, you wouldn't believe this, I'm partners with the Girl Scouts. We have, for the first time in the history of this kind of industry, that the girls can actually get a ghost hunting patch for their vests and stuff. So it's basically they're going to learn science, history, and teamwork.
Do they have haunted cookies?
Not yet, but I'll definitely think about that. Now, if you guys are wanting to see what are we about, the best way to do so is get to our Facebook page, Haunted Knoxville Ghost Tours. Check out the videos, because just the last 6 months, we have been permitting our guests to take videos of evidence while we're doing it. And I'll tell you what, some of the stuff is very creepy that you see on there.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun. Jay Adam Smith, I want to thank you for taking the time to come speak to us here on The Big Scary Show. Once again, hauntedknoxville.net, not .com, and reserve your spots for haunted ghost tours all around the Knoxville area, soon to be going into Oak Ridge. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Maybe coming to a city near you if you live in Eastern Tennessee. Again, Jay Adam Smith, thank you for taking the time to speak to us here on The Big Scary Show. You're probably finally accepted in Knoxville, even though you probably grew up a Florida Gator fan. We know all about the SEC rivalries. We'll talk about that later. Once again, Drew Badger here for The Big Scary Show at CreepyCon, and we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.